Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today we're discovering the mysteries in the Gospel of John. When you read today's news headlines, it seems like we live in a world where many see evil and dysfunction as a good thing, and it can be hard to go against the crowd, but as believers, God calls us to take a stand. That's why Rabbi Schneider is here to share how you can continue abiding in Jesus. Today's message is titled, Hearing God's Voice Over Personal Desires. And for resources related to this timely study, we want to invite you, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And right now, let's welcome Rabbi Schneider.
I'm excited today to continue with you, beloved ones, in our journey through the Gospel of John. The series is titled Mysteries in the Gospel of John. We're in season 8. We're presently in the 8th chapter, and I left off last time with Yeshua's words to those that were gathered, and he said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world." Even as Yeshua is not of this world, those of us that are born of him are not of this world either. We're born of the Spirit of God. Our destiny, beloved, is heaven. Like Abraham that left his home looking for a better city whose builder and architect was God, so also the Scripture says, you and I are like Abraham. We're pilgrims and strangers and aliens in a foreign place. This world is not our home. Jesus said, if you were of the world, speaking to you and I, if we were of the world, the world would love us. But because we're not of the world, therefore the world hates us. But how many of us are willing to be hated by the world? And because we're unwilling to share Jesus' yoke of standing in the truth and being rejected for standing in the truth, too many of those that name the name of Jesus on their lips are compromising with the world. You wouldn't know the difference between them and someone that doesn't believe in Jesus because they're so much like the world that they're not making a difference. But the truth is, Jesus said, if you were of the world would love you, but because I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So I want to ask a question to us today before we continue on. Are you and I willing to pay the price of being rejected by the world because we're standing for the truth about the fact that Jesus is the only way, because we're standing on the truth that God created them male and female. We're not talking some binary, sexual, fluid, gender type of orientation that the world is embracing. Too many people in the church are embracing. My daughter was telling me that the speaker in her church recently was someone that was living in homosexuality. They were delivered by Yeshua. They gave themselves to Christ, and now they were leading a celibate lifestyle. And this one that was delivered from a homosexual lifestyle, because they did not have an attraction to the opposite sex, only an attraction that was natural to them to the same sex, they said, I can't move in my emotions and in my natural inclination or feelings if I'm going to walk in fidelity with God. Therefore, I'm going to lead a celibate lifestyle. And he was encouraging people with same-sex attraction to have fidelity in the Lord and deny themselves the lust of the flesh if it led them into a homosexual lifestyle and to choose instead a celibate lifestyle. And when the individual said this, people in the church got up and left because they were so upset that someone would say something that God does not approve of homosexuality. But how many in the church today have compromised the truth because they're unwilling to be different from the world? They're like the world. But Jesus said in the same area of Scripture that the reason people rejected him is because he was speaking the truth. And the same will be true of us. He was rejected by the world because he was from above. They rejected his truth because they couldn't hear it. And you and I, as those that are born of him, have to be willing to carry that same cross We continue to speak the truth. We continue to declare it's Jesus only as the way to heaven. We continue to stand in biblical sexual morality rather than compromising and find ourselves in a position where we're living in hostility against God. And so Jesus said in verse number 24, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Jesus continued His narrative. He said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and I do nothing by my own initiative, but I speak those things as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me, and He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him." As He spoke these things, many came to believe in Him. And so kind of let's put the narrative in perspective here. Yeshua is making statements that are bringing division. Some are saying He's got a demon. Some are saying He's crazy. Some are believing. Jesus said, if you were of the truth, you'd be able to hear. But because you don't have truth, you can't understand that what I'm saying to you is from the Father. And then Yeshua went on to say that everything that He was speaking, He wasn't speaking it out of His own initiative. He was speaking literally from the Spirit of the Father that lived inside Him. And what I love about this, let's read it again. "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me." What I love about this is that Jesus did not live by His own initiative. He wasn't governed by His own impulses. And I think this is such a discipleship moment because how oftentimes are you and I acting not because we're being inspired by the Father, but because we're being inspired by our own impulses, impulse speaking, impulse acting. Many of us are living too much in our impulses, and we need to learn how to separate our own impulses, which are from the natural realm, from divine impulses so that we can restrict ourselves, so that we can restrict the flesh, so that we're not living by the energy of the flesh, but only living by the initiation of the Holy Ruach, the Spirit that lives inside us. This is the answer. Jesus said the miracles He was doing were not through His own initiative, that He only did what the Father was doing, He said. And so you and I need to learn how to separate the flesh from the Spirit in our own lives. A lot of walking in a way that's spiritually mature is being able to separate in our own awareness the difference between our fleshly impulses and the impulses of the Holy Spirit. I mean, sometimes it's as simple as if you listen to some people talk, they talk and talk and talk. I mean, they talk for 30 minutes straight and they only should have talked for 60 seconds. Because they don't have control over their impulses and they're not aware. But it goes so deep, what I'm saying. The principle that I'm trying to communicate, beloved, it's so deep. Like always, I'm asking myself, Lord, what do You want me to do? Jesus lived only by the impulse, by the initiation of the Father. And then He continued and He said, "And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him." And so when we think of Jesus, I want us to always think of ourselves as His disciples. Beloved ones, did you know this? That the Scripture actually says, as He was in this world, so also now are we, you and I? In other words, being a disciple of Jesus is like we're being made into His image. It's like we're little Christ. We're not the Christ, but we're little Christ. We're born of Him. We're being conformed to His image. So with that in mind, think about what Yeshua said. He who sent me is with me. He had that confidence that the one that sent him was with him. So my question is, do you and I have confidence to know that God is with us? The Bible says that God's love and power in the book of Ephesians, listen now, is toward us. God's love and power is toward you and me. When I say the Aaronic blessing at the end of every broadcast, part of that blessing is God's life, His smile, His love, His goodness, His favor is upon you. May He lift you up with His countenance. May He give you peace. He's looking at you. And so Jesus knew that. He who sent me is with me. And God wants you and I to gain the confidence to know that He's towards us, that He's with us, that He's for us, that He'll never leave you or forsake you, according to the Word of God.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back, so please keep listening. Did you know that you can connect with Rabbi right on your phone? The Rabbi Schneider app is packed with resources, videos, and a daily devotional that are designed to help jumpstart your day. The Rabbi Schneider app is free, bringing you inspiration and encouragement 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Simply search for Rabbi Schneider in your phone's app store and download the app today. We are so thankful for everyone who gives a financial gift of support to this ministry. And perhaps today is the day that you decide that you would like to deepen your commitment to discovering the Jewish Jesus. The best way to do that is to sign up to become a monthly partner at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or you can call us at 800-777-7835. Together, we can help others prepare for Jesus' return. And now, let's get back into the second half of today's message.
Jesus said to you and I will not leave you alone. I will come to you. I'm going to send you my Spirit. The Spirit is here. Jesus said, He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him. And I love the fact that Yeshua had the confidence that He was living in a way that was pleasing to the Father. I love that. Remember, beloved ones, Enoch in the Hebrew Bible? Enoch, the Bible says, walked with God, and God took him so that he was no more. He just disappeared off the earth. God took him so that he was no more. And the New Testament tells us that before God took Enoch off the earth, I mean, he just vanished. The Lord just took him. The Scripture tells us that before the Lord took Enoch, it says that Enoch had a witness within himself that he was pleasing to God. Oh, I want that so bad. I want to walk in such a way that I'm all the time aware that I'm pleasing to God. Sometimes I'm like wondering, Lord, should I do this? Should I do this? Lord, was this right? Was that right? But I believe God's bringing us to a place in Him, me and you together, you and I together, where we're gaining a confidence like Jesus had, that we do always those things that are pleasing to Him. Father, right now, we just ask You to work in our life in such a powerful way. Yeshua, that You'll do such a circumcision of our soul, that we come to a place that we would know that we're so set apart to You, that we're a pleasing and fragrant aroma to You all the time. Jesus, make us like Yourself, that we could be aware that we do always those things that are pleasing to You. We love David's words, right? You hear me quote them often. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to You, O God. I love that. We continue on in verse 31. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in Him, notice what I was saying before, not all Jews, when Jesus says these Jews, you know, that were trying to pierce Him, and so these were the religious Jewish leadership. It wasn't all the Jews. Right here we look at the Jews that were believing. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Notice that there's an element here of not just believing, but continuing. Remember the parable, the sower and the seed. The sower went out to sow the seed. Remember, in the first type of ground, immediately the devil came and just stole it immediately so that it could take no root at all. Then in the second and third type of soil that the seed was sown in, when Jesus told the parable of the sower and the seed, it was the cares of the world that choked it out, and the desire for other things. So in that second and third ground in the parable, those two grounds, they both received it at first. They received it, but the desire for other things choked it so that they didn't continue. And another instance, the worries of the world choked it out so that it didn't continue. So I'm drawing attention to what Jesus said here. If you continue in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine. So it's not enough just to believe to be a disciple. You have to continue to be a disciple. See, there were several types of people that were attracted to Jesus in this historical narrative that we're reading about. We read that he attracted big crowds, right? Big crowds. And then we read here that these were believing in him, but Jesus said it's only if you'll continue to believe that you'll become a disciple. So they were believers, but not disciples. So let's kind of break it apart a little bit. First of all, Jesus is teaching on the mountain and thousands come. But Jesus said to the crowd, you guys seek me, not because you're interested in the deeper revelation and message and essence of what I'm trying to give you. You guys have all followed me only because I turned the loaves into bread and you ate the bread and were filled. And so many of those that were following Jesus kept following him because he turned the loaves into bread and he fed them all. They just wanted the food. I've seen that many times in my own ministry when I travel the world. There's a lot of people that are attaching themselves to men of God, not because they're interested in the message or the deeper reality that the man or the woman of God wants to bring, but they just want a blessing. They want a financial blessing. Some of those that were following Jesus called them out, were those kind of people. And then you have people, listen, beloved, that were believers, but not disciples. And that was this group of people. Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed, if you continue in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. And Jesus went on to speak, and it became evident that these that were believers were not fully yet disciples and perhaps never would become disciples. So we have the people that follow Jesus for what he can do for them. They're coming to him for money or finances or a miracle, but they're not really following him. And then you have those that are believers, but they're not disciples. They're not obeying him. They're not continuing is the word that Jesus used. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciple. Some people come to a church meeting, they want a healing, but they don't continue on after that to seek him and obey him. And then you have the disciples. And the disciples are you and I, beloved. Those that are truly trying to live for Jesus. We're picking up our cross of obedience every day, becoming more and more like him. And then you have the 12, right? The 12 that Jesus chose to be with them in a more intimate way. And then we have the three, Peter, James, and John. So we've got all these groups of people. We got the crowd that just wanted Jesus to feed them. Then we've got the believers, but had never come to a place where they continued on. Then we've got those that have continued on. They're the disciples. That's you and I, hopefully, today. And I'm inviting those of you that may not be a disciple to today receive him to become his disciple. And then from disciples, we go on to be like the 12. We get intimate with them. We develop friendship with them. And then we continue on from there to become so intimate with them, we become like the inner three, Peter, James, and John. Jesus says, if you'll continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. What a promise. What a reason to keep questing after God. What a reason to continue on, to keep coming under the yoke of obedience, because Yeshua promised us, beloved, you and I, that if we would, if we'd continue to allow him to conform us to his image, we would know the truth, and the truth would set us free. Freedom is what Yeshua came to give you and me.
Amen. That's right. Thank you for reminding us about this truth. You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi Schneider's message today comes from our series, The Mysteries in the Gospel of John. And you know, Rabbi's dynamic teaching style, it is full of authentic and uncompromising insights, and it brings the timeless truths of both the Old and New Testaments to life. We believe these messages are not just informative, they're transformative, and this is where your support makes all the difference. We'd love for you to join with us as we share these biblical truths with people who need inspiration, revelation, and a healthy dose of encouragement. Here's Rabbi.
Beloved, let's go now to the book of Devarim, or Deuteronomy, chapter number 16, verse number 16. 3 times in a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses. At the Feast of Unleavened Bread, this is Passover. At the Feast of Weeks, this is Pentecost, or we say in Hebrew, Shavuot. And at the Feast of Booths, this is Tabernacles, or Sukkot. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. These are the 3 pilgrim feasts where Israel came to Jerusalem and presented a special offering to their God. We have found over the years that many of God's people feel inspired to present to Him a special offering during this Passover season. If you would like to do that, beloved, through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, we just want to thank you for your love and for your trust in us. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you, God bless you, I love you, and all God's best to you as we move into this special time of year.
Passover began last week, and it ends tomorrow, April the 30th at nightfall. So if the Lord is leading you to give a special Passover offering of any amount to support this ministry, then let me invite you to give online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com, or you can give a gift when you call us at 800-777-7835. And you know, together, we really are making a difference in the lives of people all around the world. And to express our appreciation for your financial gifts and prayers, we'll send you a copy of our latest newsletter, along with Rabbi's Message of the Month, and it's available as a digital download. And for those in our listening family who become a new monthly partner, we'll also send you an authentic shofar that's been uniquely handcrafted in Israel. Just visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com to become a monthly partner today. And then before we wrap up, I want to remind you that our prayer team would love to pray for you. Just click ministry and then prayer request on our homepage. And as God answers your prayers, or if he's touched your life in a profound way through one of Rabbi's daily messages, we want to know that too. So reach out today. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Just go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. You'll find all of this there and so much more. And right now, let's pause to receive God's special and sacred blessing as we conclude today's message from Rabbi Schneider.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, we find a personal blessing from God our Father. This blessing should touch our hearts because it's so personal. Father God wants to intimately bless you. So receive His blessing into your life today with gladness and an open heart.
Yavarechecha Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh panav elecha vihunecha Yisa Yahweh panav elecha ve'asem lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance. And the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you and shalom.
I'm Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us again when Rabbi Schneider continues our study on the mysteries in the Gospel of John. That's Tuesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.